By the 1980s, the revolution that he started is in full swing. But he is nowhere to be found. He's a founding father, but he's a distant historical figure, sort of like George Washington. And nobody really knows what he's doing.
In The Gold Bug, a man finds a scrap of paper with a coded message that tells where the pirate, Captain Kidd, buried his treasure. The message is written in invisible ink, though, and only appears when it's held up to a flame. Poe shows how you can break the code by connecting the most used symbols to the most used letters in English. It's just like Morse did, in reverse. Just like Alan Turing did, too, during the war, looking for patterns to break the German codes.
And what is the connection between laws of thought and switches? Well, Shannon realized they are the same thing. And that was just mind-boggling, because if the laws of thought could be implemented in switches, then it's not outlandish to surmise that at some point machines could think.
I didn't know anything about genetics. This was in 1940, before Watson and Crick had even figured out DNA's structure. But, you know, DNA might be the ultimate information storage device. So, I read all the introductory genetics textbooks I could find, and what I discovered was that you could represent different genetic possibilities mathematically in matrices. And then you could just use matrix algebra to make predictions of how traits were passed on through generations.
It has a very intriguing form. It's almost identical to a fundamental quantity in physics called entropy, which is related to randomness and disorder. When Shannon's paper came out, it was like a bombshell. Some people couldn't understand the math. Engineers thought it was so far removed from anything they could build. They just basically thought it was science fiction.
I'm Claude Shannon, a mathematician here at the Bell Telephone Laboratories. This is Theseus. Theseus is an electrically controlled mouse. He has the ability to solve a certain class of problems by trial and error means and then remember the solution. In other words, he can learn from experience. Like his classical namesake, Theseus has the problem of finding his way through a maze.
The mouse.
What do you think about the idea that a machine might one day outthink a human?
Well, I'm rooting for the machines.
And using information theory to help us understand complex systems, such as the brain or biology or diseases, I think that this is going to open an amazing new door.
If you collide particles with enough energy, they'll have so much mass that they'll collapse the region that they sort of collided in into a black hole. In a classical, mechanically, black holes leak. But what came out of the black hole was completely independent of what made the black hole. It looked like information was lost. And that is a no-no. That cannot happen according to any of the laws of either classical or quantum mechanics. What's clear is that information in physics is more important than you would naively have thought. And many of the most fundamental ideas really go back to Shannon.